Hey, my mic is on. Good morning.
Yes, it is. That's why I wasn't saying anything.
It's Coffee Hour Share-a-thon 2024, and we are having a blast in studio. We're live today, and not just live on the air on KFUO, but also on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/KFUO radio, and you can find the live streams there, which is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. youtube.com/KFUO radio. You can see what's going on in studio and with our remote guests as well. And this is really fun. We get to go remote with live video today with our guests.
It's super fun.
Thanks to Concordia University also for supporting the Coffee Hour. We love you, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour and being a part of the KFUO family. You can learn more about them at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today for KFUO Share-a-thon on the Coffee Hour, Eden Keefe, a wonderful friend and president of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, LWML. Eden, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's always fun when we get to sit down and talk with you. We got to have a blast this summer in Milwaukee at the mm-hmm. LWML convention, where you were installed as president, newly elected president of LWML. And you've been on just a whirlwind of a tour since taking office as president of LWML. Tell us a little bit about some of the fun things you've gotten to do so far as president this year.
Well, definitely a highlight was being a pedal pusher. Going out to California and being a part of decorating the Lutheran Hour Ministries float, and then just having that experience was very amazing. And now we're starting district convention season, so we'll be going out to different district conventions, and that is just always amazing because you get to, you know, go to their home and see what they're doing, and it just ignites it. Excitement about what's happening in our districts and in our congregations. And then we come back and we get to share it. And it's just, that part is really fun.
That is super fun. And I'm actually going to be at the Atlantic District
convention
next weekend. I'm going right.
I will see you there.
See you there. It's so exciting. Yeah. Get to hang out with all the lovely ladies of the Atlantic District, LWML. Super excited for that. It's going to be really fun.
Is it going to be as fun as this summer in Milwaukee?
I mean, I can make it as fun as the summer in Milwaukee. I mean, although it's just me, it's not all four of us. So
no family feud.
No family feud. No. We are talking about hymns, though. I get to do a little talk. We're going to sing some hymns. It'll be great, of course. So, Eden, how does LWML partner with other organizations and ministries to proclaim the good news of Jesus?
Well, you know that the gospel, that good news that Jesus is for you. We're all about that because that's the center of what we do. Our mission funding has a gospel emphasis. Our mission service has an element of sharing the good news of Christ because that knowledge goes well beyond anything we're going to provide through hands-on mission projects or donations of items or prayers or cards of encouragement, something like that. And our faith resources are doctrinally reviewed, and they're for personal and group use. So really, everything that we do is just centered around the gospel and on Christ.
So these relationships, I know for us, our partnership with LWML is certainly a good thing, a wonderful thing. We're so thankful for the partnership. And I know so mm-hmm. many organizations that you partner with around the globe are the way that LWML supports these organizations, and what you get to hear back about the gospel work that's happening in these organizations, I'm sure is meaningful to you as well. How would you describe that? What is beautiful and good about these partnerships?
I think what is beautiful and good is what God accomplishes through his people when we are united around his word and working together for his kingdom. You know, it kind of brings to mind the description in Acts 2 of that early Christian church. So I think that's what's beautiful and good.
So let's talk about these tiny little mite boxes. They're tiny.
They are small.
But they're mighty, right?
They are mighty.
How do tiny little mite boxes make a big difference for these opportunities to support gospel work around the globe?
when I came on in March, I used the term tiny box, huge impact, right? And that is just so true. As I said, we started district convention, so we've been putting together our national reports as we go out to them. And one of the PowerPoint slides just shows, and this is only national, okay, not taking into consideration districts, we'll talk about that, but only national. That is, as of March 31st, National has fully funded 472 mission grants in 83 countries in our history. But again, that's just on the national level. When you add in what the districts have done, it just exponentially grows. And it all started with that tiny little mite box. But my goodness, you know, what happens when we just go ahead and keep coming together for God's kingdom work? It's amazing. God just does amazing things through us.
Absolutely. Can you talk more about what actually happens on the district level and how the districts are different or add on to what national does?
Well, it is true. The districts are different. Everyone has its own unique quality, just like our congregations all have their own unique quality. But on a district level, they too vote to support. They select mission grants that they're going to support. And some of them might be local to their community or church, to their district, but they also do national and international grants on a district level. And when they bring their mite offerings together, whatever comes to a district, they send 25% onto national to help support our national mission grants, but 75% of it stays in the district for their work. So that could also be their, you know, some of their work program, I will call it, because they do leadership training and those kinds of things as well. But yeah, so when you think about on LWML, we have 40 districts. When you think of what 40 districts, that ripple effect in mission grants. And sometimes when we look at them, we'll see similar things like, you know, Lutheran Braille Workers tends to be a favorite. And of course, we see wonderful things in our partnership with Lutheran Braille Workers. You'll see things through LCMS Missions Office. You will see, but you will also see those things that are kind of specific to that district and in those congregations within the district. So it's an amazing thing to see.
And speaking of seeing, one of the reasons that you can see right now what's going on in KFUO is because of the how LWML values the gospel outreach of KFUO as well. Thanks to an LWML grant, we've been able to add some new features. We were able to update one of our studios to make it more podcast friendly, yes, more user friendly, so that more people, more partners here at the International Center can also podcast. So we made a studio that requires less technical skills to operate. So because of that, now you have we have more podcasts from LCMS Office of National Mission. End Goals continues to grow. That's a youth ministry podcast that's continuing to grow. Friends for Life, they use that studio as well, the podcast studio, and God's Mission Here, which is a new podcast we'll hear tomorrow afternoon in the 3 to 5 time block. Yeah. We'll hear from God's Mission Here, which is a new podcast exploring what is God's mission in your own backyard, right? In your own neighborhood, in your own house. What is God's mission? And so it's a great new podcast from LCMS Office of National Mission. And they also record in that podcast studio that's been updated thanks to a mission grant from LWML. We were also able to develop the KFUO app.
Yes.
So to share a little more accessible way for listeners to find KFUO. And then this new feature that we're using, Riverside, we were able to adopt this as well. This is a handy like video feature so that when we're talking with remote guests, we can actually see one another when we're talking, which is really nice. Isn't it nice, Eden? So that we can like actually see each other when we're chatting, which is really nice. Makes it fun when we're recording or live today on Riverside. And there's Jordan waving in the background. It just makes a difference for us, and just the quality that we're able to get, better audio quality with our guests as well. It just makes a huge difference. So we're very thankful for the partnership, and that allows us then to continue doing what we do of proclaiming the good news of Christ for you, not just in the States, but around the globe as well. I know you pulled stats the other day, and it's okay if you don't remember the number off the top of your head. It was over 100 countries. It was like 122 countries. Is that right?
I think it was more than that.
Maybe. Okay. How many countries are there in the world? Does anyone know?
Oh, it's too early for trivia. I should know that, and I don't off the top of my head.
But I know that the LWML Mission Grants support work all around the globe too, right? Eden, there's just so much mission work happening. Are there any that come to mind, not just in the States, but around the globe, the mission grants or projects that are happening thanks to LWML that, not just in the States, but other countries? It's okay.
Well, there are, and you're right, it is too early for trivia, but that's not trivial. It's just, oh my goodness, let me think. This is where I needed Karen, Vice President of Gospel Outreach.
But there, I know there are so many mission grants from LWML. Yeah. Which starts with those little mite boxes. So I know it's okay if you don't know off the top of your head where, everywhere that LWML mission grants are having a positive impact. But just the fact that these grants reach, provide gospel outreach, gospel work around the globe is just amazing. Sarah, were you like trying to pull up that number?
Oh, I am actively pulling up our stats right now. It's just very slow.
Well, I want to talk about how the mite box works a little bit more, just how practical it is. We'll do that in just a moment. We're going to take a short break and talk a little bit about what's going on with Share-a-thon here. We'll continue our conversation with Eden Keefe just in just a moment here on the Coffee Hour during Share-a-thon 2024. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You are celebrating the ministry of Worldwide KFUO. Please prayerfully consider supporting our ministry during Share-a-thon. Call 314-821-0850 or toll free 1-800-730-2727.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are having a blast during Share-a-thon. Just switching gears, from time to time.
Yeah.
It's back to our conversation with President of LWML, Eden Keefe. Okay, I wanted to go back to mite boxes and how the mite boxes work. Yes. So they're just simply a simple little box, but what do you do with that box? And who gets those boxes?
Well, anybody that wants one pretty much gets them. They are available free. We cover shipping costs when it goes out to districts if people can't pick them up when they're together. But those go out really at this point. I'll be honest, men are probably our biggest coin donators to mite boxes because they tend to maybe carry coin in their pocket and then empty the pockets at the end of the day, don't really care to put anything back in. And so my personal mite box is up on my husband's dresser for that reason. and I usually donate check to when we gather, either at our group meeting or I go to a zone event or a district event or something along those lines. I also tend to use just a recurring payment online for national grant work and gifts, our Gifts of Love Ministry, which is our charitable giving arm through partnership through LCMS Foundation. So there are lots of ways, but that mite box, it's just kind of an iconic symbol, and it's that visual reminder because it does fit on a shelf or on a washer or dryer on a dresser, right? And what it also reminds you to do is pray, because that's another very powerful thing that we can do for our mission partners and our mission organizations is to pray for them and their ministries. So it just kind of calls to mind to pray Farm Mission grant, as well as, you know, if you do have coins or bills to put in, checks if you're taking them to, like I said, a group meeting or an event. But then also, you know, we have online options as well. So we try to kind of change with the times, but keep first things first.
You just sparked an idea.
And I did get a chance to just take a pause with that catchy little music there on the break. When I was in St. Louis a little bit earlier this winter, I happened to be there at the same time that Dr. Paul Dasari was there for the India Bible Translators, and that's a mission grant. So we were able to do that mission grant check presentation to him. So we were talking about global outreach that's national and international. And we're getting ready to work with Lutheran Hour Ministries on a grant check presentation. And that, I think that's for, I was going to make sure I got this right, their work in Kazakhstan with women and children, sharing the gospel with women and children. We have a number this biennium, because we do it every 2 years, in Kenya. So there's some of our global reach. And then we have some that go at Lutheran Heritage Foundation, specifically for the Latin America and Caribbean region. So,
Yeah, so many good things happening around the globe. And every time we talk to you and we look up the mission grants, it's really, really amazing how much you're able to do with those mite boxes. And I there's two things now that are stuck in my brain. One, that you can put your mite box on the laundry, which is brilliant.
It's a brilliant idea.
I don't know why we never thought of that. Thank you, Eden. And two, you don't have to just put coins in your mite box. That's true. It is a mite box, but you have permission to put bills and checks in those little boxes. I appreciate that.
It fits in beautifully. They just fit in beautifully.
That's great.
And now with this new one, we have a new mite box design, and it features the two mite coins on it. And I just love that connection. But it has a QR code on it. So actually, you can scan the QR code, kind of learn about the history of the mite box for people that maybe aren't familiar with it. And there's even availability to donate online then, too.
That's brilliant. So, awesome stuff. So let's talk about what is coming up for LWML. There's always things happening. There's always mission grants. There's always district conventions like we were talking about. So what's on deck for LWML this year and into next year with the next national convention?
Well, that would probably be a big one, right? As we are doing a lot of prep already in place, starting to do that with for our convention, which will be in Omaha, June 25th through the 29th, if anybody wants to mark their calendars early. We've gone through, our board met in March to do some strategic planning. And so we are looking at not only what we're going to be doing this biennium, but what changes we might want to put in place or take a look at, consider for the next biennium and beyond. Excuse me. I think we're seeking to better ways to communicate who we are and what we do to the women of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so we're in our products and resources and social media posts, you're going to see kind of a step away from that acronym, LWML. Lutheran Women's Missionary League is our official name, and we stick with that, but we kind of do business as Lutheran Women in Mission because it's more descriptive for people both inside and outside of our organization. So we'll continue to work on that. We want to be creative in how we engage and support the women. That's always kind of our emphasis, right? But also the men and our church workers in our congregations. So we have things in place for that. We desire to connect, encourage, and equip women for service. And you will hopefully see an emphasis on kind of that mentorship aspect that often kind of happens just naturally in LWML and Lutheran Women in Mission. But we're trying to be a little bit more intentional about that, especially with younger women and our ethnic women. And we are just working on building relationships with district leaders and between our districts so we can learn from each other. That I mentioned that happens when we go to district conventions. we see what they do and we go, what a great idea. Kind of like the mite box on the, you know, in the laundry room, like, what a great idea. And so we can bring it back. We just want to celebrate what they're doing and share what they're doing, because what works in one might work in another and work really well. So we're just looking forward to continuing to build bridges and communications and relationships.
We have just a couple of minutes left here on our time together in the coffee hour today, Eden, and we are so grateful for your partnership. How has KFUO been a blessing to you and to LWML?
Well, you know, it's been a blessing, just KFUO programming. And I love your posts on Instagram. That's honestly probably where I engage the most on a regular basis. You've just also been so supportive of Lutheran Women in Mission. Specifically, you provide production support for LWML on the go. So there's another shout out to Jordan there. That's our podcast. And you've given us opportunities to share about LWML on the coffee hour, Lutheran Ladies Lounge, and even at conventions. So huge blessings.
I got to say, the LWML convention, if you've never been to a convention before, is the place to be. It's pretty fun.
It is pretty fun.
So many people to meet and learn about all the things going on in mission work around the states and around the world as well, and all the mission grants that LWML provides to support that work. So as we wrap up our time together, what's your encouragement to the listener today who may be thinking their gift may be too small, or maybe it's too small to bother calling in today during Share-a-thon?
I like how you teed that one up for me. Thank you. Obviously, Lutheran Women in Mission, we see what happens when you even have small offerings. We call them mighty mites. Sometimes you hear them called that. And so what started as coins being collected in little tiny boxes has become millions of dollars for gospel-focused mission work around the world. So just imagine what God can do when we come together to support KFUO programming. Just imagine.
Well, we are so grateful for our time with you and for your partnership. Eden, thank you so much for being a part of KFUO Share-a-thon this year. And I would look forward to our next conversation with you as well, getting some more updates about LWML later this year. And and of course, the convention in 25.
Yes.
We've got to be there as well.
It's going to be super fun.
Thanks so much, Eden Keefe, president of LWML. Thanks for being our guest on the coffee hour today.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
With more coffee hour and Share-a-thon coming in just a little bit. You're listening to the coffee hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.